Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day on this Thanksgiving Day 2019, my 23rd consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Davis is here. Ken's the author of Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Mythology, America's Hidden History, A Nation Rising, The Hidden History of War. That's an amazing story. And then the new one, right? More Deadly Than in War. That's the new one, right? The one on the influenza epidemic?
That's correct. More Deadly Than War is the most recent book. Before that was In the Shadow of Liberty, The Hidden right. History of Slavery, Four Presidents and Five Black Lives. And
wherever
all
books
the
are
don't
sold and don'tknowmuch.com, is that the website?
Don'tknowmuch.com is the website. You can learn more about the books there. I have a couple of pieces up about Thanksgiving right now and how Abraham Lincoln made the proclamation. And we never did finish the story of how we got the holiday on where it is.
I know, but I want to talk about something else because I really want to know your thoughts on this. Ken, and by the way, folks, I always like to tell people that Ken has some amazing children's books. I bought them and gave them to my grandsons. Please check those out. Ken's a great resource, folks. I love telling you about him. Hey, Ken, I want to talk about the Mayflower Compact because I think this is important. All these other things people can read about, you can tell them about it. I've talked about it. But the Mayflower Compact is not the forerunner to the Constitution so much. The Constitution, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, you know, had their origins in Henry II in the 11th century, and the English Bill of Rights, all that. But the Mayflower Compact did become, correct me if I'm wrong, an important document to sustain the order of the development of our of Westerners in America, at least until we came together as a nation. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct that this is a document that is a first fledgling step in the route that leads to 1776 and the Declaration, and then 1787 and the Constitution. It was these Englishmen realizing that if they were going to survive in what was a harsh new environment, they were only going to do it by working together and agreeing together. And it was, in a sense, an agreement made to prevent the colony from open rebellion, that people were unhappy on this ship. They'd been on the ship a long time.
Anybody would be grumpy.
Several had died already. Yeah, so there and not everyone, of course, had the same religious views, and that's an important thing. I remember I said that only half of them were the so-called laden separatists. These were people who believed very strongly that the Church of England was still too Catholic, and they were going to worship in a completely different way, and they were really thrown out of England for those ideas.
But they set all those things aside to ratify and to live by the Mayflower Compact, didn't they?
They did, and as I mentioned earlier, of course, the women had no vote. And there were 30 women on the Mayflower, by the way, Jim. Only three of them survived to make it to the first Thanksgiving. That's an indication.
Three women at the first Thanksgiving from the Mayflower?
That's correct.
I did not know that. Wow, that's astonishing,
well,
isn't it?
That's an astonishing idea. I'm sure they had to do most of the cooking and cleaning.
but that's an amazing mortality rate.
It was, well, you know, half of the Mayflower crew, a passenger list, died in the first year.
Yeah, right. I knew that.
You know,
I didn't know 90% of the women did.
Yes, that's correct. So it was, you know, a dreadful period in to try and do this, and that those were the stakes. Of course, mortality, you know, among women tended to be higher because
right.
of childbirth and other reasons. But but this was you know quite an extraordinary.
Ken, time. I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts. What do you want to leave us with?
Well, 80 years ago, we had two Thanksgivings. One was Republican, one was Democrat. So we can fight over anything. Franklin Roosevelt had moved the date up 2 weeks to at the request of retailers who wanted to start the holiday season. Republicans called that Franksgiving. That's why they decided to set the date where it is today, the fourth Thursday in November. And that's why we're celebrating
My today. Family's having a mugwump. Turkey Thanksgiving Day. Hey, Ken, I'm thankful for you. Thank you for being here. Come back soon. Ken Davis.
Thank you, Jim.
Ladies
always
and gentlemen.
Happy.
I'm Jim Blessingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.